church on Sunday morning. You get a line and I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish
hole. Down in the
poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line, I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Down in the boondocks.
Poker on Saturday night.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 65 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. At least 200 people are dead, many more injured as Israeli Defense Forces carry out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
The mood here in Beirut is very different today. The streets are quieter and many restaurants vacant. And this morning, a lot of people got warnings on their cell phones to evacuate, and those same messages were broadcast on radio stations. And I can tell you that we've seen people here extremely worried.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Beirut. The situation in the Middle East will be a focus of this week's United Nations General Assembly. Tomorrow, President Biden's expected to give his farewell address to UN members. The suspect in a second assassination attempt on former President Trump is due in court today. The hearing will be to determine if Ryan Routh should stay behind bars while the investigation continues. He's charged with two gun-related crimes but has yet to enter a plea. This is ABC News. The Pope has canceled meetings today due to what's described as a slight illness.
On the heels of an arduous 11-day Asian trip, Pope Francis has come down with what the Vatican calls slight flu-like symptoms. And as a precaution, he'll be taking it easy for the next couple of days. Part of the reason behind that, he's on the road again on Thursday to Luxembourg and Belgium on a 4-day trip. The 87-year-old knows when he has to slow down. Through much of last winter, he battled bronchitis and bouts of influenza. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A looming strike that could shut down ports on the East Coast is prompting lawmakers to urge the White House to intervene. Dock workers could walk off the job as early as October 1st without a contract. House Republicans pushing the Biden administration to help the negotiations to avoid a supply chain crisis. The White House says it won't force the workers back to work if there's a strike. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon.
afternoon. It is a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for lots of sunshine with a high of 69. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with patchy fog, a low of 47. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant with a high of 70. In Richland Center, after low this morning of 39, it's 64 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Some spots here in southwestern Wisconsin got more than 4 inches of rain over the weekend, according to some totals overnight Saturday into Sunday. Sun Prairie got the second highest rainfall in the state at 4.3 inches. Maple Bluff got 4.1, and Cross Plains got 3.8. Here at the WRCO studios, we only received 21 hundredths. A Dane County man died in an accident while riding an electric skateboard. 22-year-old Melvin Hubbard was in Baraboo a couple weeks ago trying out an electric longboard. Baraboo police say he was going 20 to 25 miles per hour when he lost control and his head hit the concrete. In the hospital, doctors found he had no brain activity and he died a few days later. Now his family wants to raise awareness that skateboards can be dangerous. His mother said she had no idea skateboards could go that fast. Vice President Kamala Harris says Republicans are being divisive on purpose in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. At a Friday night rally in Madison, the Democratic presidential candidate said the recent debate with former President Donald Trump showed the divide between the two. Harris and former President Trump would undermine Wisconsin. Harris said former President Trump would undermine Wisconsinites' health care and reproductive health. This was Harris's first visit to Madison and fourth visit to Wisconsin since she got the nomination. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Richland Center Saturday. With just over a month to go before the election, she said every day is important.
There is a lot of energy and excitement, and I think people really do understand the stakes in this election. It's up to all of us to traverse the state, as I said earlier, not just blue counties, but purple counties, red counties. Meet people where they are, listen, and show the clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was on the campaign trail with Baldwin. He says the election will likely come down to three states.
My beloved Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, along with Michigan and Wisconsin, and anything I can do to amplify the importance of the stakes of this election, especially in those three states, I think is really important. In addition to that, we know that as the Senate races go in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, with Bob Casey, a great senator who we need to return to the U.S. Senate, that's going to have a lot to do with whether we can pass an agenda that restores a woman's right to choose, that protects our fundamental freedoms. So I think it's really important that we all work together. Governor Evers, Governor Whitmer, and myself have talked a lot about our role in this election. We plan to get on a bus together next month and traverse through these three states again. And it's really, really important that folks here in Wisconsin understand the real power that they have in this coming election.
Baldwin and Shapiro spoke Saturday at the Democratic headquarters in Richland Center. Wisconsin's new Department of Transportation secretary is excited to get to work. Christina Boardman says she wants to continue to share Wisconsin DOT's story so the public understands the work it does. Boardman says she wants to continue to maximize the federal funding opportunities to bring needed resources to Wisconsin. Boardman has nearly three decades of state government service, including 10 years as a legislative aide for the Wisconsin State Assembly before transitioning to WISDOT in 2005. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recently released an online archive of the Wisconsin Aeronautical Chart that highlights the past 56 years of aviation in the state. The first edition of the chart was printed in 1967 for public distribution as an aid to safety and air navigation. The chart now serves as an aid to safety and to promote public use airports and air travel across the state, but is not intended for in-flight navigation. The first chart came out after the 1967 merger of the Aeronautics Commission with the Highway Commission, Department of Motor Vehicles, and State Patrol to form what is now WISDOT. Before 1967, the Aeronautics Commission published the Wisconsin Pilot's Guide, which included an official Wisconsin airport map showing select airports and seaplane bases. Wisconsin's aeronautical chart has been unique for the aviation community as it shows the entire state on one map. The current version of the map was rebuilt using geographic information systems, making future updates and data sharing quicker and easier. The chart also provides more details for Wisconsin airports, weather planning, air mileage, flight planning, as well as aviation safety information. Previous editions boast bird's-eye views of Wisconsin State Airport facilities and surrounding landscapes and highlights of air travel for business or pleasure. The latest edition includes tourism activities at Wisconsin airports, aviation events, aviation education, safety tips, and other lines of business provided by Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Aeronautics. Visit WIS.BOA's Wisconsin Aeronautical Chart website to view the online archive or order the current chart. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds migratory bird hunters that they are essential partners in preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species in hunting areas in Wisconsin's waterways. The steps hunters take before leaving a boat launch or access point are vital for protecting hunting habitat. Invasives can hide in some of the most unsuspected places. Mud on your anchor can hide seeds, eggs, or the larvae of tiny species, such as spiny water fleas. Water that collects in boats and decoys can carry diseases and insects. Snails and seeds can also collect under the vest of a hunting dog. Consider giving your dog a rinse with a jug of clean water or scrubbing them off with a brush while they go for a quick swim to prevent invasive species from hitching a ride to the next hunting spot. Of particular concern to hunters is the faucet snail. These snails carry parasites that can kill ducks if they eat them. Learn more about how hunters can help prevent the spread of invasive species and minimize these risks on the DNR's Invasive Species Prevention webpage or by visiting the Hunter Resources tab on the Waterfowl Hunting webpage. Average gas prices rose last week in Wisconsin for the first time in weeks. Gasoline prices have risen 6.5 cents with an average across the state of $3.03 per gallon. This is still 21.3 cents lower than a month ago and over 54 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say these increases should be temporary, with declines returning in the days and weeks ahead. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Saturday afternoon at approximately 2 o'clock, a sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle on Sugar Grove Road just south of U.S. Highway 14 in the town of Kickapoo, east of Reedstown. As a result of the stop, Christopher Robert Swadley, 45, of Soldiers Grove, was arrested. Swadley was taken into custody pursuant to an arrest warrant for failure to appear, an apprehension request for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, possession of methamphetamine, and operating after revocation. The arrest warrant stems from a December 2022 court filing of possession of a controlled substance, resisting or obstructing an officer, and possession of drug paraphernalia, all as a repeat offender. Swadley failed to appear in court in April 2024, and a warrant was authorized. The apprehension request was issued because Swadley absconded from active community supervision. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. Christopher Swadley is expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court today. He is also expected to be charged with misdemeanor bail jumping and as a repeat offender. The investigation continues. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477, or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash Saturday night in Seymour Township. A 12-year-old girl had been traveling at a high rate of speed in a vehicle and lost control before eventually crashing in a ditch. The sheriff's office says the girl was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The girl was cited for no valid driver's license, no insurance, failure to maintain control, and obstruction. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. An Ithaca FFA member received gold at Nationals. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
It's 66 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. An Ithaca FFA member has won a state proficiency to earn gold at Nationals. The 2024 Swine Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner is Talina Sprecher of the Ithaca FFA. This proficiency is sponsored by the Wisconsin Pork Association. When Talina joined FFA in 2019, she developed a passion for making an impact on the show pig industry. Talina's thirst for advancement and information led her to travel the nation and meet industry leaders at national conferences and shows. From her conversations, Talina was able to implement strong practices on her farm in animal health, nutrition, and breeding. Due to all of her efforts, Talina has been able to develop a herd of premium Poland China hogs. She even won Champion Poland and fourth overall Barrow in 2023 at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now, Talina hosts show clinics across Wisconsin to help youth find the same success she did. Talina's advisor is Melissa Sprecher. She recently found out that she received a gold rating of at Nationals as well. Riverdale FFA's Wyatt Storms placed second in swine production entrepreneurship, and Ithaca's Annabeth Sprecher was third at state in swine production placement. Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin believes everyone deserves access to enough nutritious food to thrive. September is Hunger Action Month. Second Harvest covers 16 counties, including Richland. Michelle Orgay serves as president and executive director of the Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin.
We work hard to make sure that every one of our 16 counties is getting support it needs. And, I think sometimes folks think of us as being the food bank in Madison, but that's just where our headquarters are. And that's it's a bit of a hub, but we have our trucks on the road throughout the week going out to all of our 16 counties, and we have folks who are who live and work in the communities and in Richland Center who are our staff members of Second Harvest who support that community as well. It's a big part of our work.
Orgay says that during the pandemic, there was a lot of visibility of food insecurity. However, it has increased beyond the pandemic.
In Richland County, there has been a 44% increase in food that we've distributed over 2022. We've seen this all across our service area that need has increased. We have partners throughout our service area who are seeing record numbers each month, and it doesn't seem to be going down at all. Some folks are seeing increases in the number of folks they're supporting each month. Some are seeing folks who are coming more frequently. There are folks whose wages just aren't keeping up with the costs that they're seeing. And these are hardworking folks who just need a little bit of extra help. Sometimes they need it every now and again, and sometimes they need it frequently because they just aren't able to make ends meet. The costs are just too high for them to be able to also afford nutritious food.
The increase in the cost of all necessities has led to the increase of those suffering from food insecurity. Orge was asked how they define food insecurity.
Hunger is a physical sensation of not having food, but food insecurity is more of a not always knowing where your next meal is coming from.
Michelle Orge says that Second Harvest also focuses on nutrition security.
Nutrition security is having the security of knowing that you're going to be able to have the types of foods, nutritious foods, the culturally responsive foods, the foods that are the ones that your family recognizes and are right for your family, or if you have, you know, medical conditions. There's a lot of different things that go into that, but yes, having some confidence in knowing that you're going to be able to feed your family.
Second Harvest supported families in Richland County in 2023 with 285,048 pounds of food.
In our 16 counties, we're supporting 1,300 households per month. It's a lot of folks, and we're not really even getting everyone that is in need. You know, we have, there's a lot more folks that we could be supporting, but, you know, resources are always tight, and capacity is an issue, and it can be tough to get all that food out there to folks.
Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin believes that those who request food support need it.
If folks have the money to go to a grocery store, they're going to go to a grocery store. Our partners are really, really welcoming. They're really friendly, and they do a really great job. But they have limited hours, limited amounts of food, and they don't always have the types and exact, you know, quantities and types of food that folks are looking for. They have a lot of great fresh foods and dairy, meat, you know, all sorts of things that folks will be looking for. But there's, you know, when folks go there, they have to go at a certain time, they have to go at a certain day, and so it really isn't, you know, folks don't take advantage of pantries. It's a lot of work just to go and to try to take advantage of a pantry for not needing it.
Second Harvest partners with four programs throughout Richland County. Orge says each partner in the 16 counties run independently as far as requirements or rules for those seeking food.
Some partners require living in a certain geographic area or a school district. Some limit the amount of times you can visit to once a month or once a week, or there might be limits on the amount of food you can receive during that visit because most of these are based on just the amounts of food that are available because of the, you know, limited supply.
The partners in Richland County include the Lone Rock Community, Richland Community, and Viola Kickapoo Area Food Pantries, and the Mobile Food Pantry. The Richland Community Food Pantry, located at 345 Cairns Avenue in Richland Center, is open each Wednesday from 4 to 5:30. The Mobile Food Pantry can be found in Richland Center on the third Thursday of each month at New Hope Church on Fellowship Lane. This week is Operation Safe Stop Week. It seeks to promote school bus safety through education and enforcement efforts. Operation Safe Stop is a cooperative project supported by the Wisconsin State Patrol and Wisconsin School Bus Association. The goal of Operation Safe Stop Week is to proactively educate motorists about the dangers of passing stop school buses. In Wisconsin, there are over 12,000 school buses that transport more than 750,000 students to and from school each school day and travel nearly 70 million miles a year. From this year's survey, an estimated 38% of motor vehicles illegally pass Wisconsin school buses every day. Commonly, drivers are not fully alert and pass a stop school bus. This is a very dangerous situation for the children, especially the younger ones who may not be watching traffic as closely as they should. Motorists are required to stop at least 20 feet from a stop school bus that is displaying flashing red lights and stop arm. Each time a motorist violates the school bus stop law, he or she creates a real hazard for the students who are boarding or leaving the bus. Wisconsin uses an 8-light school bus warning system. The alternately flashing yellow lights mean caution to other motorists because the bus is preparing to stop. The flashing red lights and stop arm mean stop. The Ithaca School District is seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Voters in the district will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot in November to authorize the request, so residents can understand the question and why the district is seeking to exceed the revenue limit. Informational sessions are being held. The next informational session will be held tonight at 7 at Ithaca Schools. Two additional sessions remain. They are scheduled for Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. It's Riverdale Homecoming Week. This year's theme is Night in New York. District-wide dress-up days will be today, Pajama Day, Tuesday, Tourist Day. Wednesday is Country versus City Day, Thursday Class Colors Day, and Friday School Spirit Day. There is a full week of activities planned. Today features JV football and junior high volleyball, both at home. Tuesday is volleyball. The high school teams will be at Darlington, and the junior high will be at River Ridge. On Thursday, junior high football will be at Wazika, and junior high and high school cross country will be at Prairie du Chien, and high school volleyball will host Iowa Grant. Also Thursday night will be skit night at the RES building following the volleyball match. On Friday, there will be an all-district assembly at 1 in the Riverdale Elementary Gym. The homecoming parade will step off at 2, and the homecoming football game will be held at 7. On Saturday, the cross-country teams will be on the road at DeSoto. Homecoming festivities will culminate with the homecoming dance Saturday night beginning at 7. Homecoming parade entries are being sought. If you would like to enter the parade, contact Tanner Williamson at twilliamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us. It's also River Valley's Homecoming Week, featuring the annual school fair Friday. It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, September 23rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37 of rural Hillsboro, died last Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Tina Yoder include her husband, Matt, three daughters, Karina, Carissa, and Crystal, her mother, Esther Baldwin, a sister, Amanda and Andrew Odom, brother, Brian and Sandy Baldwin, two brothers-in-law, Joe and Laura Yoder and Daniel Yoder, nieces and nephews, and special friend Leela Kaufman. Christina Kay, Tina Yoder, 37 of rural Hillsboro. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Peter Regneri is survived by his wife of more than 50 years, Barbara, a brother, Patrick and Deborah Regneri, three sisters-in-law, Deborah K. Regneri, Judith T. Regneri, and Linda S. Regneri, six nephews and a niece. Peter B. Regneri, age 81.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jamie and Angela Lars, Dan and Tara Kruger, Scott and Rhonda Meister, and Jeremy and Bridget Thomas. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, in general, a very quiet week of weather here in the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, there's a low pressure system swirling away in the mid-Mississippi Valley, causing some rain as far north as Missouri through central Illinois. That'll be tracking northeast through tomorrow and could bring the showers up to maybe the Chicago or Milwaukee area through tomorrow morning, but they'll likely miss us. Otherwise, seasonal comfortable temperatures in the offing here with low humidity and a gradual warming trend for the second half of the week. In fact, readings could climb a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal from Wednesday on. Now, toward the weekend, the remnants of a hurricane, which is expected to move up through the Gulf Coast, could push some moisture far enough north to bring us at least a chance of a couple of showers by late Saturday or Sunday. Certainly something we'll keep a close eye on. Otherwise, the mild weather will likely stick around right into early next week. So the rest of today, look for quite slight bit of sunshine. High temperature about 69. Northeast to east wind around 5. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. Patchy fog. Low at 47. Partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 70. East wind up to 5. Wednesday mostly sunny and nice with highs in the mid-70s. Thursday mainly sunny and unseasonably warm. High at 77. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, still warm with highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of a couple of light showers, especially late, high near 74. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered light rain, high at 72. The low temperatures over the week will be in the 40s, around Thursday, warming into the 50s from Friday into the weekend. Enjoy that sunshine out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 68, our low this morning was 39. Our high so far today, 67. The record high set on this date in 2017 is 92. The record low, 26, was set in 1995. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 65. Sunset tonight will be at 6:57 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:51. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwest winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.02. Relative humidity is 54% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A farm state senator campaigns for re-election today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says he put about 5,600 miles on his pickup truck in August to ask Kansas folks to re-elect him. He also found out what they wanted most right now.
This is the topic of conversation. I returned to Washington, D.C., telling my staff and the leadership in my office, our number one priority is to push, to pursue, and to see if we can't accomplish a farm bill.
Moran says he and other farm state politicians would be wise to pay attention to the value their constituents are placing on getting a new farm bill passed.
There is this thing called an election in November, and it's a perfect time to remind both Republicans and Democrats that agricultural interests have yet to cast their votes in November. And movement on a farm bill and a commitment to get one done might be something that would encourage rural votes for whoever is the candidate running for office, including members of Congress, the House, the Senate, and in a presidential race.
With respect to the progress on the farm bill, or the lack of progress, Moran said they are always a challenge to pass, but he remains optimistic. He also allowed, though, there's a possibility the current farm program will have to have another extension. Moran made his comments at a recent Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A livestock economist says there still aren't clear signs the cattle herd is growing. Scott Brown says beef cow slaughter for August dropped 22% from year-ago levels, but
if you asked me to give you January 1 beef cow inventory, I would still say probably a lower herd or beginning to slow the decline, but I'm not suggesting a higher beef cow inventory January 1 of 25.
He tells Brownfield cattle placed into feedlots and on feed both came in with a 0.1% of pre-report expectations.
Confirmation that I think we continue to get tighter as we go forward is still what we see out of the latest cattle on feed report.
He says as long as demand holds, the fundamentals are supportive of higher cattle prices. The Renewable Fuels Association is concerned some biofuel tax credits could be eliminated depending on the outcome of the presidential election. CEO Jeff Cooper says the Trump campaign has pledged to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, but he's encouraged to see more Republican members of Congress speaking in support of certain IRA programs, including the 45Z Sustainable Aviation Fuel Tax Credit.
They're seeing investment or big plans for investment in their districts and states as a result of some of these IRA provisions. So, you know, we know those messages are getting through to the Trump campaign.
He tells Brownfield,
a Trump administration would not just throw the whole IRA out the window and claw back any unspent funding, and that they would take a more surgical and more discerning approach to the program. So that's what we're working on.
Earlier this month, Trump said he plans to rescind any unspent funds under the Inflation Reduction Act should he be elected. An ag economist says the rural Main Street Index fell in September to its lowest level since spring of 2020. Ernie Goss with Creighton University tells Brownfield,
we've got increase in supply pushing down particularly grain prices, principally soybean, corn, and wheat in this part of the country.
He says the federal government's announcement of interest rates cuts will make it easier to borrow and reduce the value of the dollar.
That would make U.S. agricultural goods more competitively priced abroad.
Goss says about 40% of farmers surveyed are expected to lose income this year. Farmland prices also fell for the fourth time in the past 5 months. USDA is reporting the sale of 165,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. It's the second business day in a row with an announced sale of U.S. soybeans for a running total of 286,000 tons. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish, and cash hogs are steady to sharply lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to its typical quiet start for a Monday. A light trade took place last week with the majority of sales on Friday. Northern dress deals were marked at $2.90 to $2.92 in Nebraska, up $2 to $4. Southern live trade took place at mostly $1.83, $2 to $3 higher. Due to the late Friday trade, weighted averages were not available. Boxed beef was higher at midday, with choice up 144 at 301.63 and select up 33 cents at 288.92. The choice select spread was 1271. According to the state of Missouri's weekly cattle auction summary, yearling steers and heifers sold steady to $5 higher across the state last week. Calves were very uneven, but generally from $5 lower to $5 higher. The supply was moderate, with several load lots of yearlings at various sales around the state. Lighter weight calves were mostly in small drafts. Demand for yearlings was good. There were a few stick-out sales last week. A load of 602-pound steers at Callaway sold for $293.25. Another load of 703-pound steers sold at $271.50. New Cambria Livestock sold a load of 816-pound steers at $251.75. Cash hogs are steady to sharply lower at midday, with very light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like buyers will try to press their leverage early in the week due to the ample market-ready numbers and concerns about domestic pork demand. Quarterly inventory and monthly cold storage numbers are due out Thursday, along with the weekly export sales report. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.13 at midday, with a base range of $72 to $77.50 and weighted average price of $75.32. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt each had no comparison, but a weighted average price of $76.07. Butcher hogs are steady at the Midwest cash markets, with barrels and gilts priced at $60, slaughter sows ranging from $54 to $60, and boars marked at $17. Pork values were lower at midday, down 56 cents at $93.59. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, ag mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work, helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because the farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying, whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today. Harvest is being delayed in some areas, with forecasts showing more rain later this week in parts of the region. Unknown destinations did buy 165,000 tons of U.S. soybeans this morning. That brings the total over the past few business days to 286,000 tons. November soybeans are up 27 at 1039. January's 27 and a half higher at 1057. October meals up 920 at 326.60. October soybean oils 53 points higher at 42.69. Corn's higher, monitoring harvest delays and the mixed yield reports in portions of the Corn Belt. The trade's also keeping an eye on planting weather in Argentina and Brazil. December's up 11 and 3 quarters at 413 and a half. March corn's 11 and 3 quarters higher at 431 and 3 quarters. And wheat's up today with rain delaying winter wheat planting in some areas, but the soil moisture is welcome. Parts of the Black Sea region remain dry, and there's talk of higher abandonment rates in Argentina. December Chicago's 15 and a half higher at 584. December Kansas City's up 14 and a quarter at 578 and a quarter. December Minneapolis is up 10 and a half at 618 and a half. Cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct business, with box beef up at midday. This week's show list looks mixed. October lives up 65 at 183.12. December's 55 higher at 183.75. October feeders are up 77 at 244.67. And on short covering, October hogs are up 5 at 82.27. December lean 67 higher at 74.90. Cash hog business is steady to lower, and the pork carcass cutout values down at midday. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, ag mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything's correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work, helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because a farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying, whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Why fermented foods are good for a healthy gut microbiome. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Fermented foods and foods with prebiotics help promote the growth of beneficial gut bacteria that produce short-chain fatty acids. Dr. Steve Lerner with Novonesis says that's one reason why fermented foods play a role in a healthy gut microbiome.
Every time you're consuming a food source from fermented product, you're consuming cultures that have been that are we believe to be beneficial. But for and the reason is we digest food by breaking it down into component parts. And if you ferment product, milk or kimchi or even some of the fermented meats, you're breaking down some of that structure so that when you consume it, it's more readily digested. And you're getting the benefit of cultures that are doing similar tasks in terms of digestion that the cultures in your body are doing, that the bacteria in your body are doing. And eating fermented food products is a very reasonable strategy.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news.